USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A better-than-expected jobs report for August released by the government this morning. It shows the economy adding 201,000 jobs last month. Analysts were predicting it was going to show 195,000 new jobs, which still would have been very strong. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign-style rally in Billings, Montana last night.
Unemployment is at historic lows, and more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
President Trump going after Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, in a tweet this morning calling it a scam, claiming he doesn't talk the way he was quoted in the book, and if he did, he wouldn't have been elected president. The confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh continuing today. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I'm so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
More from the president's campaign-style rally in Billings, Montana last night. He brings up that anonymous op-ed that appeared in the New York Times yesterday, very critical of him, and supposedly written by one of his own staffers.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward.
Tropical storm Florence is still about 1,000 miles southeast of Bermuda in the Atlantic, but it's continuing a track in a westward direction towards the eastern seaboard. Forecasters say it could impact the east coast next week. Defense Secretary James Mattis is in Afghanistan on an unannounced visit, meeting in Kabul with the Afghan president and the new U.S. commander for American and NATO forces there. This is his second visit to Afghanistan in just the past few months. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
He made over 100 movies, but he seems to be best known for this role.
Son, we gave it our best shot. I don't like us any more than you do, but...
Actor Burt Reynolds, there in Smokey and the Bandit, has died at 82. He passed away at a hospital in Florida after cardiac arrest yesterday. His family says he was surrounded by loved ones at the time. His on-and-off-screen partner, Sally Field, mourning news of his death, saying Burt will always be a part of her life. The Greeks are out at Monmouth University in New Jersey. The school suspending all of its fraternities and sororities until further notice after published reports say the moves come in response to serious conduct violations there. The university president sending a letter to the campus community saying all events including recruitment or social activities are suspended after a series of incidents involving alcohol, hazing, and drugs. The move affects about 750 students at Monmouth U. And a new report says more baby boomers and Gen Xers are smoking marijuana. Researchers report 9% of people ages 50 to 64 say they used it in the past year, double the amount in the same age group in a survey done in 2006. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.